And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. It's Thursday. That's the day we check in with Jaywin Russick, our intrepid theater critic. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Fine, thank you, Tom.
So you've been down to Frederick at the Maryland Ensemble Theater to check out a play called Rapture, Blister, Burn. That's wild. It sounds like somebody took a romance novel and a slasher movie and stuck them in a petri dish and see what happened. I mean, what's this all about?
Well, the title, Tom, is actually a lyric from a song by Courtney Love's former band, Hole. In terms of this play, which is by Gina Gianfrido, both of those descriptions fit the romance novel and the slasher movie in a way. The main character, Catherine, is a superstar scholar who specializes in feminism. She's written popular books. She's been on TV. And one of her books is called Cruel Appetites, Internet Pornography, September 11th, and the Rise of Degradation as Entertainment. So I think that helps explain the title of the play.
I'm glad she's not going to be a guest on Midday, let me tell you.
She could talk a lot, I'll tell you that. Catherine in the play has come home to take care of her mother, who has just had a heart attack, and she's reunited with two grad school friends who are now married, Gwen and Don. There's also a character of a current grad student named Avery. She's the outsider in this group, so that gives the playwright a chance to work in some exposition. For example, here's Janae Fauché as Gwen giving Avery some background.
Don and Catherine and I went to graduate school together. We used to hit the bars after class, pitchers and pitchers of beer and fierce intellectual battles. Catherine was deconstructing and Don was all about the primacy of the text, so they would fight. Don had a beard, and when he drank a lot, he would become Whitman and he would like preach his poems. It sounds annoying, but it was beautiful. People used to gather to watch.
Janae Fauché in Maryland Ensemble Theater's production of Rapture, Blister, Burn. So, Judy, I'm guessing that there's some romantic tension among the three main characters. Is this a romantic triangle here?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
There you go.
Catherine and Don were an item in grad school. Then Catherine went to London, and Don married her roommate, who was Gwen. In one case, the director, Suzanne Beale, actually has the three actors standing like points in a triangle, which is a bit too obvious a way to convey that. But the playwright has created very distinct characters, and Suzanne Beale gets very solid portrayals from her cast. Janae Fauché, we just heard, plays Gwen as a straight-laced, conventional housewife and mother, at least on the surface. As her husband, Ron Ward, is easygoing, verging on spineless. He's a lower-level dean at what he describes as a fourth-rate liberal arts college. And Laura Stark plays Catherine as the kind of woman who's used to going after what she wants and getting it. And the other performances are also good. Madeline Reinhold is 21-year-old Avery, who has an answer for everything, as 21-year-olds often do. And Carol Randolph plays Catherine's outspoken mother. I need to mention another strong plot element. Catherine is teaching a summer seminar on the fall of American civilization. It's actually more about the rise and potential fall of feminism. Gwen and Avery turn out to be the only students at this seminar. I brought a clip from the seminar. Madeline Reinhold's Avery is giving a report on gender roles and relationships. And you'll also hear Laura Stark as Catherine.
Feminism started in the 1960s.
Well, the period relevant to the course started in the 1960s. But
right, there was a first wave of feminism before that, but it's not interesting.
It's not?
Well, I mean, I'm glad it happened. Put an end to women being owned like slaves, and we got the right to vote. It's just that none of it is controversial, so what is there to talk about?
It was controversial at the time, of course.
Right, I know. It's just, it's like discussing why people thought the Earth was flat. It's not. They were wrong. We've moved on.
Madeline Reinhold and Laura Stark in the Maryland Ensemble Theater production of Rapture, Blister, Burn. So, Judy, I mean, a seminar is one thing. You sign up for that, but a play is another thing. Folks, go to the Maryland Ensemble Theater, sign up for a play. Is this too seminary?
Well, there are scenes during the seminar, and there's talk about everybody from Rousseau to Betty Friedan, and actually quite a lot about ultra-conservative Phyllis Schlafly. But three generations of women on stage give very interesting insights. However, Catherine, Gwen, and Don's relationship makes this play closer to a rom-com than an academic seminar.
So it's got a rom-com plot, but it still sounds pretty heavy. I mean, thematically, it sounds heavy. Is this a heavy lift for playgoers?
Well, it certainly includes heavy issues. I mean, gender equality, the bond between mother and daughter, generational differences. The fall of civilization, I have to say, is never really explored. This is primarily a play about choices. There's a lot of talk about career versus family. Catherine envies Gwen's life. Gwen envies Catherine's life. There are many similarities, actually, too. Remember Wendy Wasserstein's play, The Heidi Chronicles?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it. Haven't seen it.
Well,
I know that play.
Very similar setup.
Easy for me to say.
A female academic questioning the direction of her life. Rapture, Blister, Burn suggests that women are still grappling with some of the same choices they were 3 decades ago.
Yeah, some things never change. All right, so Rapture, Blister, Burn. I mean, here's a play about a bunch of Academy types at a college. The final verdict, is this a course that you'd sign up for? Is this a play that we should all take for credit or not?
It's a very thought-provoking play. I'd like to think that 3 decades from now, women's issues will have made more progress. Maybe the Me Too movement will usher in some change. It may be a play or a course that appeals more to women. It gets a very good production with a few problems with blocking and direction, including actors seated with their backs to the audience at times. The play was a finalist for the 2013 Pulitzer. Gianfrido is a very smart, sharp writer. She has a good ear for dialogue and for comedy, and the Maryland Ensemble cast makes the most of it. So, yes, this is a course. This is a play that gets a recommendation.
A recommendation. You know, we were in Frederick doing a live broadcast of Midday from Hood College a couple weeks ago. We had the mayor, we had the county executive, and some folks from Hood College. And it's really something. The arts community in Frederick is thriving. And certainly the Maryland Ensemble Theater has been a stalwart of that community for some time now. They do good work.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And interesting plays that aren't seen around here too often work into their schedule, too. So I try to bring those to you.
Yeah, indeed. And that really is true. I mean, because these are not necessarily the plays you're going to see at the Everyman Theater or Center Stage or even Single Carrot and places like that. They do comedy stuff. They do a bunch of stuff with kids and stuff. So they do a lot of interesting stuff. So I'm glad you made the schlep down Route 70 and came back to talk to us about it.
I'm glad too, Tom.
All right. So this is Rapture, Blister, Burn. It's at the Maryland Ensemble Theater in Frederick. It's there until April 29th. And we've got a link to details about the show times and all that stuff on our website, wypr.org/midday. So next week, we're going to go to the Arena Players, the longest running African-American community theater in the United States of America.
That's right. That's right.
What are we going to see?
We're going to see another fairly recent off-Broadway play, Who Do Love, by Katori Hall.
Ah, Katori Hall. Now, there's a famous play, right? You know, certainly one of the major voices of our time. So that's great. All right. Well, look forward to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
and
Tom.
And we'll see you next Thursday. So Lunch for Midday here on Thursdays is provided very nicely by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market. They've got locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each and every day listed on their website, Eddie's of Roland Park. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, it's the latest in our series of conversations with the candidates. Jim Shea is a lawyer and the former chair of the Board of Regents of the University System of Maryland. He is one of 9 candidates on the ballot in the Democratic primary for governor. So he'll join me for the hour right here in Studio A coming up tomorrow on Midday. Hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks very much for listening. We hope you'll follow us on Twitter at Midday WYPR. If you want to follow me on Twitter at Tom Hall WYPR. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's on the way right after a break for news that comes at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.
And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. It's Thursday. That's the day we check in with Jaywin Russick, our intrepid theater critic. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Fine, thank you, Tom.
So you've been down to Frederick at the Maryland Ensemble Theater to check out a play called Rapture, Blister, Burn. That's wild. It sounds like somebody took a romance novel and a slasher movie and stuck them in a petri dish and see what happened. I mean, what's this all about?
Well, the title, Tom, is actually a lyric from a song by Courtney Love's former band Hole. In terms of this play, which is by Gina Gianfrido, both of those descriptions fit the romance novel and the slasher movie in a way. The main character, Catherine, is a superstar scholar who specializes in feminism. She's written popular books. She's been on TV. And one of her books is called Cruel Appetites, Internet Pornography, September 11th, and the Rise of Degradation as Entertainment. So I think that helps explain the title of the play.
I'm glad she's not going to be a guest on Midday, let me tell you.
She could talk a lot, I'll tell you that. Catherine in the play has come home to take care of her mother, who has just had a heart attack, and she's reunited with two grad school friends who are now married, Gwen and Don. There's also a character of a current grad student named Avery. She's the outsider in this group, so that gives the playwright a chance to work in some exposition. For example, here's Janae Fauché as Gwen, giving Avery some background.
Don and Catherine and I went to graduate school together. We used to hit the bars after class, pitchers and pitchers of beer and fierce intellectual battles. Catherine was deconstructing and Don was all about the primacy of the text, so they would fight. Don had a beard, and when he drank a lot, he would become Whitman and he would like preach his poems. It sounds annoying, but it was beautiful. People used to gather to watch.
Janae Fauché in Maryland Ensemble Theater's production of Rapture, Blister, Burn. So, Judy, I'm guessing that there's some romantic tension among the three main characters. Is this a romantic triangle here?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
There you go.
Catherine and Don were an item in grad school. Then Catherine went to London, and Don married her roommate, who was Gwen. In one case, the director, Suzanne Beale, actually has the three actors standing like points in a triangle, which is a bit too obvious a way to convey that. But the playwright has created very distinct characters, and Suzanne Beale gets very solid portrayals from her cast. Janae Fauché, we just heard, plays Gwen as a straight-laced, conventional housewife and mother, at least on the surface. As her husband, Ron Ward, is easygoing, verging on spineless. He's a lower-level dean at what he describes as a fourth-rate liberal arts college. And Laura Stark plays Catherine as the kind of woman who's used to going after what she wants and getting it. And the other performances are also good. Madeline Reinhold is 21-year-old Avery, who has an answer for everything, as 21-year-olds often do. And Carol Randolph plays Catherine's outspoken mother. I need to mention another strong plot element. Catherine is teaching a summer seminar on the fall of American civilization. It's actually more about the rise and potential fall of feminism. Gwen and Avery turn out to be the only students at this seminar. I brought a clip from the seminar. Madeline Reinhold's Avery is giving a report on gender roles and relationships. And you'll also hear Laura Stark as Catherine.
Feminism started in the 1960s.
Well, the period relevant to the course started in the 1960s, but...
Right, there was a first wave of feminism before that, but it's not interesting.
It's not?
Well, I mean, I'm glad it happened. Put an end to women being owned like slaves, and we got the right to vote. It's just that none of it is controversial, so what is there to talk about?
It was controversial at the time, of course.
Right, I know. It's just... It's like discussing why people thought the Earth was flat. It's not. They were wrong. We've moved on.
Madeline Reinhold and Laura Stark in the Maryland Ensemble Theater production of Rapture, Blister, Burn. So, Judy, I mean, a seminar is one thing. You sign up for that, but a play is another thing. Folks, go to the Maryland Ensemble Theater, sign up for a play. Is this too seminary?
Well, there are scenes during the seminar, and there's talk about everybody from Rousseau to Betty Friedan, and actually quite a lot about ultra-conservative Phyllis Schlafly. But three generations of women on stage give very interesting insights. However, Catherine, Gwen, and Don's relationship makes this play closer to a rom-com than an academic seminar.
So it's got a rom-com plot, but it still sounds pretty heavy. I mean, thematically, it sounds heavy. Is this a heavy lift for playgoers?
Well, it certainly includes heavy issues. I mean, gender equality, the bond between mother and daughter, generational differences. The fall of civilization, I have to say, is never really explored. This is primarily a play about choices. There's a lot of talk about career versus family. Catherine envies Gwen's life. Gwen envies Catherine's life. There are many similarities, actually, too. Remember Wendy Wasserstein's play, The Heidi Chronicles?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of it. Haven't seen it.
Well,
I know that play.
Very similar setup.
Easy for me to say.
A female academic questioning the direction of her life. Rapture, Blister, Burn suggests that women are still grappling with some of the same choices they were 3 decades ago.
Yeah, some things never change. All right, so Rapture, Blister, Burn. I mean, here's a play about a bunch of Academy types at a college. The final verdict. Is this a course that you'd sign up for? Is this a play that we should all take for credit or not?
It's a very thought-provoking play. I'd like to think that 3 decades from now, women's issues will have made more progress. Maybe the Me Too movement will usher in some change. It may be a play or a course that appeals more to women. It gets a very good production with a few problems with blocking and direction, including actors seated with their backs to the audience at times. The play was a finalist for the 2013 Pulitzer. Gianfrido is a very smart, sharp writer. She has a good ear for dialogue and for comedy, and the Maryland Ensemble cast makes the most of it. So, yes, this is a course. This is a play that gets a recommendation.
You know, we were in Frederick doing a live broadcast of Midday from Hood College a couple of weeks ago. We had the mayor, we had the county executive, and some folks from Hood College. And it's really something. The arts community in Frederick is thriving. And certainly the Maryland Ensemble Theater has been a stalwart of that community for some time now. They do good work.
Absolutely. And interesting plays that aren't seen around here too often work into their schedule, too. So I try to bring those to you.
Yeah, indeed. And that really is true. I mean, because these are not necessarily the plays you're going to see at the Everyman Theater or Center Stage or even Single Carrot and places like that. They do comedy stuff. They do a bunch of stuff with kids and stuff. So they do a lot of interesting stuff. So I'm glad you made the schlep down Route 70 and came back to talk to us about it.
I'm glad too, Tom.
All right. So this is Rapture, Blister, Burn. It's at the Maryland Ensemble Theater in Frederick. It's there until April 29th. And we've got a link to details about the show times and all that stuff on our website, wipr.org/midday. So next week, we're going to go to the Arena Players, the longest-running African-American community theater in the United States of America.
That's right.
What are we going to see?
We're going to see another fairly recent off-Broadway play, Who Do Love, by Katori Hall.
Ah, Katori Hall. Now, there's a famous playwright, you know, certainly one of the major voices of our time. So that's great. All right. Well, I look forward to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom.
And we'll see you next Thursday. So Lunch for Midday here on Thursdays is provided very nicely by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market. They've got locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each and every day listed on their website, Eddie's of Roland Park. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, it's the latest in our series of conversations with the candidates. Jim Shea is a lawyer and the former chair of the Board of Regents of the University System of Maryland. He is one of 9 candidates on the ballot in the Democratic primary for governor. So he'll join me for the hour right here in Studio A coming up tomorrow on Midday. I hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks very much for listening. We hope you'll follow us on Twitter at Midday WIPR. If you want to follow me on Twitter at Tom Hall WIPR. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's on the way right after a break for news that comes at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.